Hello, my name is Jamal. Every 60 seconds in Africa, a minute passes. Together we can stop this. Please spread the word. Thank you for your attention.
The following presentation is controversial and may be offensive to some audiences. Viewer discretion is advised.
Hello.
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 Hello there.
Good evening, folks. We have a wonderful evening's entertainment lined up for you.
Woo!
Who next?
This is the Health and Wealth Radio Network.
And now, because it's the law, here is your legal disclaimer.
All matters discussed on the Health and Wealth Show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented by that dead sexy David Ernest are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to their accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our highly qualified representatives prior to implementation. And that is your legal disclaimer.
Hello, sports fans. Chris Cleese here in the infield at Talladega, watching some drivers do some practice laps. One of those drivers in the Health and Wealth car is Bubba Bobby Petty Johnson Jr. And we've got him on the two-way radio right now. How's it going, Bobby?
It's going great, Chris. I'm just showing everybody how old David Ernest can keep your money safe, even in this crazy economy, while doing 300 miles an hour.
Bubba, I've heard that same thing.
You know, all you gotta do is call David Ernest at 279-7431 and let Ernest Financial put you in the winner's circle.
Truer words were never spoken. Thank you, Bubba Bobby Petty Johnson Jr.
Thank you, Chris. I got one question for you.
What's that, Bobby?
How in the world did you get this car into third gear?
Hang on there just a minute, Bubba. Remember, folks, call David Ernest at 279-7431. Coming to you live from the infield at Talladega, this is Chris Cleets on Sports. Bubba, are you letting the clutch out all the way?
Regular programming will resume after this special edition of Beat Bobby Flay. And now, back to regular programming.
Pub last night in Torquay, and this lovely girl at the end of the bar, she's bloody smart, I said, because she's smart, and she sneezed, and her glass eye flew out right across the bar. Well, I caught him. And I went back, I said, I don't think anybody saw it, dear, but I said, I won't embarrass you, but I got your eye. She said, I don't know, I feel so embarrassed, I don't know what to say. I said, don't worry about it. You're all right. When you look like you, you can have a glass eye. She said, we'll have a drink with her. Well, I had a drink with her. And she said, have you eaten? I said, no. She said, well, we'll go out and have a meal. Well, she took me out for a meal, then she took me back to the hotel for the night. Then she cooked me breakfast this morning. I said, do you treat all men like this? No, she said, you just happened to catch my eye.
I was going to cook alligator for dinner tonight, but then I realized I only have a crock pot.
It's the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest.
Super secret studio, where we're not your beast of burden, but we have been accused of acting like jackasses every now and then. David Ernest is proud to bring you the Health and Wealth Show. Call David now, 334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839. Leave your name and number and you will get a call back from Too Tall Matthew, Princess Leah, or the asset preservationist, who's not a beast of burden, but as far as your retirement goes, he can help lighten the load. Now here he is, everybody's favorite asset preservationist. It's David Earnest.
Yes, once again, it's the Health and Wealth Show. And ladies and gentlemen, let me introduce a gentleman. Some people call him the Space Cowboy. Some people call him the Gangster of Love. Some people call him Maurice.
Because I speak of the pompous of love.
But I call him the South's most beloved asset preservationist. Yes, it's David Maurice Earnest.
Well, thank you, Rusty. I've never had that intro before, but
that's a new one.
That's a new one.
Me and the boys in the lab are working on that for you.
I appreciate that a lot. One of the things that's really, really bothering us is an intro of something else. Sometimes these introductions of things sound good and sometimes they sound bad, but then sometimes they end up being ultimately good or bad. And one of them right now is the fact that some folks are extremely concerned about our monetary system. There's something new coming, and it's going to be here sooner than later. It's actually almost here now. There's about 20 banks already using it in a model testing form. And it's called FedNow, F-E-D-N-O-W, FedNow. Some folks are calling it the beginnings of the mark of the beast. Now, for you folks that have a religious background or have heard the terminology, the mark of the beast, there's all kinds of speculation what the mark of the beast really is. Some folks think that it is a mark. And some folks think that it's a computer program. And some folks think it's just pure evil taking over. But if you examine Revelation and some other things, whatever you believe in, you will see that it seems to be a genuine emblem of some kind. And FedNow is supposedly going to require an emblem, or you will not be able to bank. You will not be able to buy. You will not be able to live. You'll starve to death without this emblem. And if you do believe that there is a mark of the beast coming in the future, this is scary, Rusty. Very scary, because you won't be able to do any monetary trades or swaps or investments or buy something to eat, exist without this emblem. Have you ever seen the emblems? You take these phones and you put them down and you kind of take a picture of this emblem or computer diagram, and it takes you to this site that you want to go to, or it takes you somewhere. It recognizes who you are. That's what it's going to be. I can't remember what they call those kind of things. You'll be giving this symbol, emblem, or whatever you want to call it, and it'll be like your Social Security number. From what I've been hearing, ultimately it will end up like that. And it'll be more powerful than your Social Security number. The bankers will not be able to give you any service without this emblem. Now, will it be in your hand or your forehead? Not in the beginning, because it's just something on a piece of paper or in your computer or on your handset. But it sounds almost like the beginning of something being put on your hand or in your head. Have you ever seen kids or someone you go into this place and they stamp your hand and it's got this thing that glows?
Yeah, so you can get in and out of the concert or something.
Right. I could see it being something like that, and it just, the emblem glows. You know, these wristwatches have these things that glow forever. They got, you know, radioactivity of some type on them. As they say, it doesn't really hurt you. So I don't know what would be on a human body, but ultimately, I forgot my billfold. I don't have my card with me. Well, do you know your Social Security number? Yeah, I know it. Well, a lot of times they say, well, you've got to prove that that's your Social Security number. This emblem would prove that you are who you are. It sounds to me like ultimately they're going to just put it on you. And at that point in time, you're not going to be able to buy, trade, or sell without this emblem recognizing who you are. So this thing called FedNow. Now, China is already in the process of doing something similar.
Resistance is futile.
This is scary stuff, Rusty, because when I was a kid, I did hear some preachers, Baptist preachers, Methodist preachers, mostly Baptists, especially if they're evangelistic kind of preachers, get real upset about this thing called the Mark of the Beast. And it didn't make any sense when I was a kid, because at that point in time, we didn't even have a calculator here. I mean, those were developed before, you know, so they could go to the moon. This was before we went to the moon. Just sitting there thinking about something being put in your forehead or your hand didn't make any sense. And now you've got all kinds of barcode scanners, and that's essentially what it's going to be probably. And but can you imagine that the law, and it's coming fast, is going to require inside the United States banking system that you have an emblem and you show that emblem or you don't trade, or you don't spend, you don't buy. Can you imagine that? It's here almost. It's not years away. It's months away to perfection. It's almost here. They're already having it in testing mode. It's called FedNow. You can check me out. Go Google it. Google FedNow. And they're going to say this is a surefire way for the banks to have immediate access to cash. You go somewhere and you say, well, I want to transfer $10,000 from bank A to bank B. All you do is you just pick up your phone. It's got the emblem in it, or it's on your forehead or your hand, wherever it is, and you transmit it, and that they know that's you. So the money transfers immediately. But it's scary because is it the mark of the beast? What on earth is that? Is this individual freedom or is this enslavement? If the communists want it, communist China wants it bad, then why on earth does the United States want something that came from a communistic country? The idea and the implementation of it is coming from communist China. Why would you want something that operates and is perfected by communists? What kind of sense does that make? Where are the individual freedoms going inside this country that we live in called the United States of America? Where are we headed? Are we headed into the outer space? We're going to be communicating with the aliens with an emblem. You're not going to be able to do anything without this thing tattooed on you, put on you, or something you carry in your hand. I see it coming. I'm not saying the FedNow is the mark of the beast. It probably isn't. But it sure could be the introduction of the idea in the technology of how it would work. Because now it's here. And if the United States says you cannot buy or sell without this emblem, what is that? Is that almost like the mark of the beast? If you read about it, they said you will not be able to buy or sell anything or do any kind of trade without this mark. Well, we're going to have a mark that's going to be issued to you. You already have a Social Security number. They say this is going to be different than your Social Security number. It will be something that has to be scanned. It's already being put together right now as I speak. If you don't trust me or believe me, go Google FedNow, and you'll be scared to death when you see the parallels of how this government, under this liberal person who's lame brain, is being affected by these ungodly, and I'm just going to say it, ungodly liberals. They want to kill babies. They want to kill your bank account. Now they want to control your bank account. Where are we headed? What happened to the land of the free? What happened to the land of freedoms? What happened to the land of freedom of enterprise and freedom of speech and freedoms to do what you wish? Now you have to have an emblem to do what you wish, and then they can cut it off and you don't get to do what you wish because it's electronic, it's computerized, and they say, well, you didn't do, you're talking about the mark of the beast. We don't like that. We don't like anything religious because we want to keep killing babies and stealing money, so let's cut him off. What's that sound like to you, Rusty?
Sounds like a bad, bad science fiction movie, almost like a update of 1984. Big Brother, you know, the government, Big Brother, was in charge of everything. You could not turn around without them knowing it. You couldn't have a relationship with the opposite sex or any kind of sex or anything unless the government approved it. And if you didn't toe the line and do what the government wanted, they took you out. And it was for the good of the people. And that's what they are putting up for us. It's going to be for the good of the people. Out of many come one. You know, it's the, your rights don't matter. It's the rights of the group or the whole body. And it's just we're getting swallowed up. Our individuality is being taken away from us. We're going to be just a drone, just doing what we're told blindly because we don't know what else to do.
I never would have dreamed, Rusty. I could not believe what I was reading or what I was hearing. I could not believe that anyone that had any background at all about the Book of Revelation or any kind of prophecies would have dared try to make it come true. They say, oh, well, we don't want to be behind the Chinese. We want to be ahead of them technology-wise. What's wrong with keeping the banking system where it's freedom of enterprise? Okay, maybe you can speed up the way the banks communicate with each other, but don't invade our enterprise by becoming so invasive about who we are. The bank knows who we are, but the government don't need to know who we are. That is not right. You know what it really is? This 87,000 Nazis that he's hiring, and I call them Nazis because they're going to be stomping all over us. Mm-hmm. I can hear the soldiers stomping now. You hear that, Rusty? You
hear the jack boots coming down the street?
I hear it. It means to me that we're living almost like those Germans were living when Nazism was taken over in Germany. And no one is going to go against this because they're afraid that if they do, they won't be able to buy or sell anything. If you remember, the Jewish heritage folks in Germany, they hated them so much because, you know, they did control a lot of the money and a lot of the stores that sold bread and stuff like that. It made them very angry, but they're very intuitive kind of folks, and I get that. But what happens is you're going to have folks that are against other folks, just like what happened in Nazi Germany. They're going to build you up to hate people, just whether it's racial or whether it's some other hate monger kind of thing. And they're going to say, well, that person didn't take the mark, so let's hate them. Let's cast them aside. They're not doing what we want them to do. They won't tell us everything that's going on, so we'll just let them starve to death. You won't be able to open a bank account without doing the things that the government wants you to do. And the other thing is they're going to say, okay, we want to know everything that you're doing as far as enterprise goes, business, how much money's coming through your bank account. We want to watch this because if there's enough money in there, we want to grab it and steal it. Or they might say, okay, we noticed that David Ernest and Rusty Aldridge said something bad about President Biden, so we're going to cut his bank account off.
I think I probably have a much higher IQ than you do.
Look what they're doing to Donald Trump. They're trying to cut his bank account off by strangling and stealing everything he's got. Mm-hmm. They don't want anybody telling you like it is what's really going on. And this government that we have right now, you think you got freedoms? All you got to do is look at Donald Trump. They're persecuting him. They're trying to destroy him. And I think most people can see this through all the smoke and mirrors that Donald Trump did a lot of good things for us when he was in there. But also, why do they want him out of there so bad? He's going to tear up Fed now. He's fed up with Fed now. He's going to tell them, you do not go into these people's private accounts. You do not try to control these people's beliefs and the way they act and what they do and what they buy and what they sell and what they believe in, their religious aspects, especially if they're against a liberal. Why would you want to kill babies? I was listening the other day, John Kennedy from Louisiana, and he was asking these die-hard liberals one question, and it was just either yes or no. Do you believe that up to the birth process, that a woman has the right to abort her baby and kill it? And they wouldn't say no, and they wouldn't say yes. He said, it's a simple question. You should be able to say yes or no. Do you believe that up to the birth process, like the ninth month or, you know, somewhere close to that, that the woman or a person should be able to abort the baby and kill it? Now, who wouldn't answer no to that? You've got a full-grown baby in it. They wouldn't say it. They kept saying, well, so they've got the freedoms to express their opinions of killing babies. I do believe that there's special episodes or, should I say, reasons for aborting a baby, especially if it's going to damage that mother or killer or whatever. But if you've got a human life in there and you just want to abort it for convenience, I don't want that thing. Let's get rid of it. Kill it. Isn't that about like 1984 when they said, okay, we don't want these humans, let's just kill them? Or let's just take their emblem from the bank, that FedNow emblem, and just cut it off and just let them starve to death. Let's teach them a lesson. If they're going to talk about Biden, let's cut off their money. Let's cut off their food.
We choose truth over facts.
That's what they want. Why else would they want this emblem so bad? To identify each human in the United States of America and whether they're doing what they want them to do. They want to invade your privacy and take your money in your retirement. And if you do not believe like they believe, they can cut you off and you are done.
It is said that the people are revolting.
You said it. They stink on ice.
You'll just have to starve to death. This is the kind of government that we're dealing with. And if you ask Janet Yellen if that's good, she'll say, oh, yeah, that's good. We're going to have faster monetary system.
What?
Faster monetary system. Can't we have that without invading privacy? Seriously, what does having a faster system have to do with knowing everything that you do so they can cut you off? Does that make any sense to you, Rusty?
Nothing the government does makes any sense to me. You remember used to, we elected people and they went up to Washington and they did stuff. And yeah, that's going to help us out. That's going to be a good program. That's going to help some folks who need help. The last 2.5, 3 years, all I've heard is, well, we got to get Donald Trump. That's all they've done for the past 3 years. We got to get Donald Trump.
Yeah, they got to get him out of the way, because if they don't, they can't do this invasion of privacy. He's going to stop it. Oh, here's the other thing. Putin's is already endorsed Biden. He said, I'd rather have Biden than Trump.
Good googly moogly.
Now, why do you think Putin would say such a thing?
What a dumbass.
There for a while, they were saying, oh, Donald Trump's friends with Putin. And then Putin says, no, I don't want Donald Trump. You know why he don't want Donald Trump?
Donald Trump won't put up with his monkey shine.
There you go.
Can you still say monkey shines on the radio?
I don't know. You just said it, didn't you?
We'll get a letter.
That's another thing. Every regulatory agency there is out there is listening to our show. Some people agree, some disagree. But the point is, until they take away freedom of speech completely, we're going to be able to exhibit our expressions of what we believe in. And right now, I think that what we're talking about, most Americans, especially Southerners and with Midwesterners, agree with us. I'm not so sure about all those dang Yankee liberals. Now, I got some Yankee conservatives. I'm talking about politically and religiously and all that stuff. I meet people that are from New York and all these places, Illinois. They believe like us. The problem is you've got a lot in those same places, especially in California and Chicago, in those areas that have gone crazy about doing crazy things like, okay, well, you know, we want to make you a martyr. If you try to steal some money, we'll make you a martyr if someone kills you. I'm going to let you know, you can just think about what I'm talking about. And then they'll say, oh, this is racial. Listen, we've got so many different races right now that are sick and tired of being lied to and used and abused. They use the hate that they can build up, sort of like the Nazis did against the Jewish nation. It's a ploy. They're going to divide us to conquer. And that's what they're going to do with FedNow. There's nothing wrong with better banking system. Put the technology in it. What I disagree with is the invasion of privacy and monitoring each individual so specific that an AI, artificial intelligence, can pick up, oh, that guy spent $10,000 over there. Let's go in there in his bank account, freeze his account immediately. Until we can find out, oh, no, he's been talking about Biden and he's been talking about religious stuff. Cut him off. Let's let him starve. We'll teach him a lesson. This is where we are. You said, we're not there, David. Are you kidding me? Have you seen the persecution we've already had? Do you not remember the Tea Party? Why the IRS tried to completely put them out of business and tax them and put all these people in jail just because they were talking about certain things about taxes? I know we're going to have to take a break. We have the beast, the burden of the beast coming at us. We have the burden of trying to distinguish between right and wrong when it's being monkeyed with so much by our government. And now our monetary system is going to monitor us individually and try to control us. Because just think of this. It's human nature to try to eat. It's human nature to try to survive. When they take that away from you, you turn into some other kind of creature if you're weak. It's going to take a lot of patriotism, a lot of work, our wars, our whatever. We've been through this before. We had a civil war back in 1861 to 1865. there's a lot of folks in this nation that do not want their privacy taken away by FedNow or whatever. And we're fed up with FedNow. We think the FedNow should be doing stuff that takes care of our individualism, in other words, our privacy, so that we can continue to live the life that a citizen usually lived from the beginning of this country's formation. We don't want to do what the Chinese do, have a number on everybody, and everybody comes in here, they look at everything that we do and take our money or cut our money off. I'm fed up with listening about artificial intelligence and FedNow. I want us to have freedoms, and we're still working on freedoms at Earnest Financial. If you want to fight for your freedoms and you don't want your money to be taken away from you with some kind of stock market drop, or you're fed up with what the feds are doing, give us a call, because these high and low interest rates could destroy everything. But for them to individualize you with a number or an emblem, that could be a mark, and it's a beast.
Remember, FedEx brings you packages. FedNow wants to take your packages away. So remember to distinguish those two. And remember these phone numbers, 334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839. Call those numbers today. Get yourself that no obligation consultation. Sit down with David and find out what you can do to help combat the mark of the beast. And don't go away, or don't be taken away by the beast. And we'll be back with more of the Health and Wealth Show.
Hey, Rusty, what is that on your forehead? Never mind, that's a hickey.
Yes, it came in the mail. Just stuck it up there.
Concerned about your retirement? Call David Earnest now at 334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839. David Earnest will return after these important messages on the Health and Wealth Radio Network.
This is your roving reporter, and today I'm talking to, who are you? What are you doing here? What do you want?
Oh, hey, man, calm down. I wasn't expecting, like, the Spanish Inquisition.
Nobody expects the Spanish Inquisition. Our chief weapon is surprise. Surprise and fear. Fear and surprise are two weapons, our fear and surprise. Amongst our weaponry are such elements as fear and surprise. Are coming together.
Seems like they wasted most of our time, man.
Yes, we'd better get those phone numbers in so people can call David Earnest.
334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839.
Call David Earnest for all your financial needs.
Yeah, let's say we got it in, man.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that whole Spanish Inquisition thing. I know you weren't expecting it.
Nobody expects the Spanish Inquisition amongst our...
That right there is why we need to get that border fixed. I'm hip.
Hello, sports fans. Chris Cleats here with another one of our award-winning sports call-in programs. If you have a comment about sports, or the lack of, give us a call at... here's a line blinking now. You're on the air with Chris Cleats.
Yeah, is this the right number to try to call you on the radio?
Why, yes. Yes, it is.
Well, how come I keep a-calling and I can't get no answer?
I'm not really sure. Why don't you hang up and try again?
All right, then. Thank you.
I think he's called us before. But if you'd like to be a first-time caller, just call us right now at... let me grab this line. You're on the air with Chris Cleats.
Tell that feller that's trying to call you but can't get through. If he'll wrap some tinfoil around his phone, it'll get out better.
Well, thank you, sir. I'll certainly tell him when he calls back.
If he gets through.
Yes, if he gets through. You're on the air with Chris Cleats.
Yeah, I heard that feller talking about wrapping tinfoil around my phone. Does that need to be the Reynolds wrap, or can it be some of that generic knockoff stuff?
Well, he didn't say, but I would think it would probably need to be the good stuff.
All right, then. I'm going to do that and try again.
You keep trying. Yes, we here at the Call-In Show love to have people call in. That's why we call it the Call-In Show. But there's one call that you should make. Right now, I want you to call my friend David Earnest, 279-7431. David is an asset preservationist, and he can help you put your money where it'll do you the most good. So call him today at 279-7431. He's got the hookup, 279-7431. And I can see we're about out of time, so, there's one last call coming in. Let me grab this. You're on the air with Chris Cleats.
Oh, yeah. Tell that feller it's all right to use that cheap tinfoil, like you can get it down at the Dollar Tree.
Down at the Dollar Tree? How much does it cost?
I don't know, but if you ask them, they'll do a price check for you.
All right then, thanks for calling. This has been Chris Cleats on Sports.
Welcome back to the Health and Wealth Show.
You love her, but she loves him. And he loves somebody else. You just can't win.
You know, David, beast of burden, commonly thought of as anything, any animal that you can toss something on its back and it will carry it for you. I'm thinking most commonly we think about mules and donkeys. And that kind of thing. I guess they didn't really waste the horse as something that you would throw stuff on his back, like, you know, mining equipment back with old prospector days and everything. But they rode the horses, so that's still a burden. We all really are beasts of burden one way or another. We all serve one master or more. It's not usually the one we should serve, but some people want to make money. And some people want to have big, big houses. And some people want to, you know, be famous. That's their burden.
Yes. Yeah.
But our government is good at handing out burdens like that. They do tax us and they do take our money and give it away. And I can't think of who said it, but I think the guy said, I think we should stop all foreign aid and let all these countries hate us for nothing.
Yeah. If you ever travel, I've traveled a little bit, but one of the first times I traveled outside of the United States, I was 17 years old. And I went on this church trip to the Middle East. And I was shocked how bad we were thought of over there. I could feel it. And I hate to, I mean, I know they weren't all like that, but mostly they envied us at that time. That was 1972. They envied us because our dollar was so strong and powerful. They would love to take that away from us because, you know, to them, it's their beast of burden that the dollar is so strong. So they envy the Americans. And they think that we're spoiled. And all, I mean, I get it. Since World War II, we've been a very powerful nation. Our dollars, you know, we talked about this on another radio show a few weeks ago about petrodollars and the deal that the CIA was involved with Richard Nixon and Henry Kissinger and some others that were in the meeting, supposedly, that was with the Saudi Arabians. They were thinking about invading Saudi Arabia because Saudi Arabia was cutting the oil off. And then they decided that if Saudi Arabia would make it a rule, along with all these other countries, that all the money would be in American dollars, then they would be okay with not invading Saudi Arabia because then we could control it because we're controlling the money. The money system is where everything's controlled anyway. Look at Russia. President Biden has tried to punish Putin by collapsing his monetary system. It didn't really work. What it's doing, it looks like, is backfiring on the liberals that did this because now the Russians and it's leaking into India, Turkey, China. They're ganging up against the American dollar and said, okay, if they can cut us off like that, let's cut them off. Let's make something else more powerful than the American dollar. And so now these nations are trading with each other on these petrodollars without going through American money. This is the insanity of the person who's sitting up there. The president of this United States has not got walking around sense.
They had to take the top of my head off a couple times, see if I had a brain.
He doesn't understand what he just did to us. And he didn't do anything about it. He's letting Saudi Arabia get away with everything. Saudi Arabia is the country that caused 9-1-1. If you look at all those folks that flew into the buildings with those jets, most of them were all from Saudi Arabia connected. And I'm not saying we should attack Saudi Arabia. When we attack these other countries like Iraq, Afghanistan, and then turn around and give Saudi Arabia, you know, everything that they want. And then they turn around and make crooked deals behind our backs with Russia and communist China. It sounds like we got a very weak president.
Hush up, boy.
And then he turns around and makes a deal with the liberals in the banking system. They make a deal with him that he can invade our privacy and look and see what kind of money we're spending inside the banks so that he can cut it off, and going to require you to have an emblem eventually, that you have to use this emblem to be able to trade your American dollars. It's not a cryptocurrency, it's a digital dollar. We're going digital. And they say, well, we got to do this to keep up with China. Really? We're not behind China. China's behind this. This is communistic stuff. This is where the United States citizens will be treated as though they were communist citizens. Not common citizens, but communist citizens. You will not be able to spend any money or to do any trade without a mark. If you want to call it the beast, whatever you want to call it, or if it's the prelude of the mark of the beast, whatever it is, it's bad because you're not going to be able to do any trade without Big Brother looking over your head. Every dollar you spend, they're going to know immediately. And if you're doing something that they don't like, they're going to cut your money off. This would be very difficult for businesses that are trying to survive, because they're going to come in and say, well, you owe us everything. Okay, give us everything. Well, I got to eat. Oh, no, give it to us. We saw where it went through here. You got $2 or $3 left over. We're taking it. Or we're going to cut you off, throw you in the streets, let you die. I mean, and that, you say, well, that's not literal. Okay, maybe not. But literally, it's similar. Because if you can't spend your money, if you can't buy something to eat, you're going to get weak. And you'll succumb to this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
The average citizen does not have the ability to fight Big Brother. Why are our representatives, the people we elected, allowing this? Donald Trump will go in there and change this, I do believe. And so would most of the Freedom Caucus. The Freedom Caucus, which is only 10% of conservatives or 10% of Republicans, would say, not no, but
hell no!
And I'm talking about with all the brimstone with it. No, we are not going to do it. But yet, you've got all this. You give me $1 million, give me $3 million over here, and I'll support your Fed now. And I know my people won't know what's going on. But we'll let them have that emblem. Just give me what I need. And then some of them, if you were look them in the face, they would look like a rhino because their snouts, you know, when people are lying on that Pinocchio, his nose grows. But these folks have already got a long nose because they're rhinos. They're lying.
Maybe we should change it to Pinocchios.
Maybe so. Are they Pinocchio rhinos or Pinocchios? Maybe Pinocchios makes more sense than rhinos. It doesn't matter. We know what we're talking about. They are not on our side. They're on the side of trying to screw us over and take our wealth. It's been like that from the ends of time. Until 1913, there really wasn't much of a tax in this country. But because all these other countries are trying to, you know, get ahead of other countries, then they said, okay, we're going to have to build a war machine. So they started taxing. All taxes are is redistribution of wealth and war machines. They're not good for an individual to take. I mean, the more they take from you, the less you have, right?
Yeah.
Of course, we don't want to be taken over by, you know, a communistic country. So I get it. We got to protect ourselves. But if you study and analyze what these recent wars have been about, they've not been about protecting us. They've been about abusing the American citizens. Did you get anything out of the Iraqi war, Rusty?
No. If I did get anything, it has not arrived here yet.
Did you get anything out of the Afghanistan war?
No. Matter of fact, they left everything over there. If I want something, I could go get it, I guess. But I don't want to go away with it.
About $1 billion worth of stuff, I guess. What about the Iraqi war? I mean, the Ukrainian war, I mean. The Ukrainian war, all I see is a bunch of dead carcasses. I mean, and they don't want you to see those. I don't see where anybody's coming out ahead on this. Okay, people that are making bombs, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Is our government completely innocent of this? I mean, like, Lord have mercy. I think that our government probably killed, I'm pretty sure they did, John F. Kennedy. And if anybody goes against them, they'll kill them too. We're not the goody two-shoes of the world. We're just so happens that we do have somewhat freedom of speech. If I was saying this about Putin over in Russia, I would probably be dead. I get that part. But that doesn't mean that they're not trying to take away and behind the scenes stick a knife in your back, because we've seen this. They're trying to stick a knife right now in the average citizen's back by taking away our wealth, by taxation, and now by banking. The banking system is going to start telling everything that you do so they can take more away from you. Because then they're going to say, well, yeah, they got some. Let's get it. Right now, they don't know everything you've got all the time. They don't monitor that. But pretty soon, they're going to monitor everything you have. And banks will be the most dangerous place to have money from that aspect. You still have to use banks. Insurance companies, probably not as, you know, advocate for this thing. But everything will be looked at closer because of artificial intelligence and the FedNow system, which will require you, supposedly, and what I've been reading, to have an emblem that identifies you. Now, in the early period of time, it probably won't. But their plan, and I've read this, is to make you have to have an emblem that you carry with you everywhere or you can't bank. And that's scary because when I was a kid, I heard about the Mark of the Beast and it scared the living daylights out of me. I thought, I'm not going to have that thing in my head. And Lord have mercy. Now they're going to probably end up doing it. We see these things happening right before our eyes. These cannot be coincidences. It's too obvious that we're headed toward something that is scary to the average citizen. And so what most people want to do is just ignore it. Okay, well, we'll just ignore that. Well, they're looking at your bank account and they want more tax. The IRS wants to come in here and take some of your money. And if you don't give it to them, they're going to put you in jail and persecute you. Because why else would you hire 87,000 people, some of them carrying guns, to come after you if we had a free country? This is who's in charge. A party that wants to come after you in your money and take away your Social Security and let liberal immigrants in here so they'll vote for them and you pay for that too. This got to be an uprising. You know, the best uprising we'll ever have, Rusty, I think, and it's almost too late for it, is if we vote and have a landslide election and show those people that we're tired of this crap. We do not want Fed now. We do not want immigrants taking our jobs.
They took our jobs.
We do not want people taking our money. We're sick of it. We work too hard for what we have. Some people say, well, David, you're a protectionist. You better believe I am. I'm an asset preservationist. And I think Donald Trump is too. I think Donald Trump and I are right on the same wavelength.
You twins?
No, we are not relations, sir.
Don't do stupid business deals. Do not take things away from people that people deserve to keep. Definitely don't promote people to put something where they could lose their ass. Sits. Whether it's their freedoms or their money. And the book of Revelation, yeah, I believe it. I see all this is happening. People said, oh, well, Israel couldn't have a war with the bear from the north because it doesn't exist. In 1948, Israel became a nation again, did it? And then in 1988 or 87, when Ronald Reagan said,
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
And he did. And people said, well, now the war would not be between Russia and Israel because they're our ally now. How'd that work out? Not very well, did it? Now you can see where we could have a war with Russia, with the Chinese, World War III. And the idiot up there in Washington is the one carrying the button around that can cause all this devastation to this world.
I was going to put him in the foot.
Well, you know, he's got two buttons on his desk. One is the bomb button, to send the bombs away. And the other one is the one he pushes when he wants ice cream.
Ice cream! Ice cream! The ice cream man is coming! The ice cream man is coming!
I just hope he doesn't get the two of them mixed up. And if he does, make sure you get enough ice cream for everybody. You got to have some for everybody.
Yeah, well, I think all the ice cream is going to melt.
I think everything might melt, yeah.
Yeah, really. I mean, you're talking about that emblem glowing, everything will glow. I see now how this could come about. we have got to have someone that believes in basic human rights, that doesn't want to kill children and babies, that doesn't want to take our monetary system away from us and take the money away that we worked so hard for, that doesn't want immigrants to come in here illegally and take what we've worked so hard for. It's a joke. These politicians say that they are against illegal immigration, but yet they take the money from the people who want illegal immigration. It's happening in Alabama, too. You know this. I know this. Congressman Mose Brooks has explained this to us multiple times, how crooked the whole system is and why they consider the Freedom Caucus to be kind of, the stepchild, because they don't want to do anything but do what's right for Americans. They pin them against the wall and say, no, we're not going to listen to you guys. So occasionally the Freedom Caucus and some of the folks in the Freedom Caucus are able to say, okay, we're not going to agree with this. We will not agree with it. And we're not going to vote to fund this budget, because you've just about took all the fun out of this budget by funding everything that we don't believe in, including FedNow, for example, so that you're going to invade the privacy of everybody's banking accounts and give them a number or an emblem that they have to bank or to do anything. This is communistic. This is prophecy coming true. This is evil. Some people might say, David, you sound like some kind of evangelist. Well, no, I'm about money, and it's overlapping into the money. And yes, I have basic beliefs, but I do see where the system could collapse. I see where this overprinted of money could cause us to collapse. I see where all this danger is. And now they want to invade everything privacy-wise so they can take more money, destroy the stock market, destroy the banking system, and destroy your freedoms. And we got one man they're trying to put in jail. They're trying to get rid of him. And we know who that man is. Will they get away with keeping him from being reelected so we can put all this bad stuff to bed, where we can adjust back to the freedoms that we're supposed to have? There's so many lies being told to the average American. But deep down inside, we know what's wrong and we know what's right, because it's human instinct. When you're doing bad things to people, that's wrong. When you're taking advantage of people, that's wrong. They're taking advantage of us. They're doing bad things to us. And we're just letting it happen by voting for a liberal so they can keep doing it. And when John Kennedy of Louisiana asked them if they wanted to kill babies or not, they wouldn't answer the question. They wouldn't say no or yes. What kind of a ridiculous situation is that, when you can't say, no, I don't want to kill babies?
I think it's like the lowest common denominator of humanity. These people get up there and they forgot what they got up there for, and they come in there with a little bit of money in the bank account, making a couple of $100,000 a year, and they leave in 20, 25 years, and they've got 30, 40 million bucks in the bank. I ain't no physicist, but I knows what matters, you know, and something spooky's going on. I mean, and you know, they're not clipping coupons and recycling papers. No, there's money in those briefcases you often speak about getting passed around. So a lot of bad stuff going on up there.
Amen. You're right. And we know it's going on. As someone said the other day, how does somebody making $190,000 a year come out with $40 million when they retire?
They're clipping coupons and making sure they're using them 40-watt bulbs instead of 60-watt bulbs.
We know they didn't. They weren't making $190,000 a year. They were making $190,000 plus millions a year by doing bad things to Americans. They hadn't bought off, paid off. The system's crooked. It's not for the average American. It's for the dirty politicians and the dirty military-industrial complex. That's what it's all about. Donald Trump knows this, and therefore they want him out, because he's going to upset the apple cart. He did it those other 4 years. They fought him tooth and toenail for 4 years. They tried to block everything he ever did, and they're going to continue to do that, but at least we'll see some positive results if he gets in there. Now, the establishment Republicans, like Nikki Haley, she's not for us. She's for the establishment. The business as usual. I wouldn't vote for her for dog catcher. I don't think that Donald Trump's going to appoint her on his ticket for vice president. I think she'd be one of the last ones, because she has just said so many dirty things about him and some good folks that she don't deserve to be on the ticket. Now, Ron DeSantis, he said, I endorsed Donald Trump. And he went back to Florida because he knew that was the best thing to do. And some others have done the same thing because you got to stand behind the man that everybody's hoping helps us. And if he doesn't get in there, heaven forbid, FedNow, you'll be fed up with FedNow. I'm already fed up with what I've heard about. It's not going to be fun to have them feeding all the information about you to FedNow. And you'll be fed up with having no money because FedNow will eat your cake, our cakes, our money, by taking it away from us. All they got to do is flip a switch, and man, you can't spend money. They can turn your money off, turn your bank account off. Hey, I can't get to my money. Well, here's the mark over here. If you would just agree to everything we want you to do and take this mark and point your phone at it and click it, we'll let you have some money. Yeah, but does that mean I have to agree with all this stuff these liberals believe in? Well, let's don't say it like that. But you know it is. You know it is. We've got to have some choices made. And it's going to be at the poll system that they're probably going to try to steal again. And they say, oh, David, you actually said they stole the votes? Don't you feel like they did? I was watching the thing until midnight. And after midnight, when I came back, I woke up and looked at it. It had flipped. Unbelievable. How did that happen? I read about the 2,000 mules and all of the stuffed voting boxes and fraudulent votes and everything. Anytime you just vote massively through the mail, I mean, look at the mail. It's unreliable as it is now, but can you imagine how unreliable it is if you're voting through the mail with no checks and balances? We know there was a lot of crooked stuff that went on. Yes, there was four or five states that almost turned over the election until the liberals took control and pushed their way through and ramrodded it through and accused January the 6th as something that was bad when actually January the 6th was somebody asking questions about, no, we want this to be evaluated. And now they want to put all those people in jail along with Donald Trump. No. Who's the patriot? The people who ask questions, the ones that are meek and will take the mark or the emblem. You know, we've got to do something. I know we're out of time, but don't be out of money. Give us a call. We'll try to save it all.
334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839. It's been a good show, a lot of information. I hope you listened, and you know, you can listen again. We'll talk about that pretty soon, too. We got this podcast thing going on, too. We done stepped up into the 21st century here.
But you don't have to have an emblem to hear it.
No. It works out pretty good. There's no mark of the beast, just a couple of
beastly
looking fellas. No, none at all. We appreciate you tuning in, and we'll see you next time on the Health and Wealth Show.
But Rusty, you're going to have to shave that beard. You look kind of like a beast.
Well, you know, I got this little mole right over here on my lip. That's the beauty mark of the beast right there.
Call David now at 334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839.
Have you come up with any ideas for a new commercial for Earnest Financial?
Well, I tell you, Double R, I have been racking my brain to no avail.
I was in the reading room thinking and couldn't come up with anything either.
The reading room?
You know, the reading room.
Oh, that reading room, yeah.
But I do have one idea. It is simple and to the point.
Okay, man, lay it on me.
We just tell everyone to call David Earnest at 334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839.
Uh-huh.
Then we tell them how good he is at handling money.
You mean the old money man with the money plan story, huh?
Exactly. We do that and we're done.
I love it, man. Just call David Earnest at 334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839.
Exactly.
Say, I just got an idea myself.
All right, what is it?
Me and you and the Swedish bikini team.
Tell me more. I'm intrigued.
Yeah, man. I thought you might be.
Time for another edition of Did You Know? We all know that Goober from The Andy Griffith Show did a spot-on impression of Cary Grant.
Judy, 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 Judy.
But did you know that the same impression could be done by Paul McCartney? And he also tried out for the part of Goober.
What?
Just listen.
Just imagine how different Mayberry would have been with Paul McCartney working down at Wally's filling station.
Shazam!
What do you think, Barney?
Nip it in the bud!
Tune in again next time for another edition of Did You Know?
New from Bumco. It's what you've been waiting for. Straight from the Oval Office to a dark, dank sweatshop somewhere overseas where children work 14 hours a day for 8 cents a week, then directly to the toy store, it's the talking Joe Biden doll. Every detail of Joe Biden is captured in this doll. The vacant stare. That big old bald spot. And remember, it's a talking doll. So you get all those gems that Joe is so famous for. Just pull on his necktie that was obviously tied by someone else, and you'll hear things like,
"Corn pop was a bad news."
Or,
"Now we have over 120 million dead from COVID."
And the ever popular,
"I got hairy legs."
And not only is it a talking doll, it's an action figure. Just wind it up, ask it a question, and it'll turn around and walk away. And the great thing is the price. It's free. Well, not really, because we're going to be paying for this thing for a long time.
Come on, man.
It's the Joe Biden talking doll. Get yours today from Bumco. This doll has no warranty. What you see is what you get. Made in China.
You know the thing.
This is your roving reporter, and today I'm speaking with an adventurer here in the Himalayas who is searching for the abominable snowman.
Hey man, what's happening?
How is your search going?
Not too bad, man. It's kind of windy out here today, so I'm taking a short break to call my money man, David Ernest.
The world famous asset preservationist.
Yeah man, that's him. He is my money man, you know.
Well, what number are you calling?
He has two, man. 334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839.
And after you talk with him to make sure that everything is fine with your retirement money, you will continue your search.
That's right, man. As a matter of fact, before you came up, I thought I spotted the abominable snowman over there.
Over there?
Yeah, right over there. He was standing next to a snowbank, putting snow up his nose.
Let me see those binoculars. Oh, sorry.
That's not him?
Nope. That's Hunter Biden.
Hush up, boy.
At the first sign of trouble with your retirement account, you've got to
nip it in the bud.
And the best way to
nip it
is to
call the man.
That's right.
Just call the man.
Call David Ernest.
Just call the man.
334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839.
Not that man.
Yes, that's the man. Call him today.
Call the man.
David Ernest has over 40 years of experience as an asset preservationist, and along with Matthew Ernest and Leo Williams, they are a formidable force against those who would ruin your retirement.
Shazam!
I'll say it again. Call the man today.
I thought Calvin Coolidge said that.
No, Floyd, it was me.
What Calvin Coolidge said?
Go even up Barney's sideburns and call David Ernest at 334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839. You remember the name, right? No, it's asset preservationist David Ernest. Call David Ernest today.
This is the Health and Wealth Radio Network.